First of all, tell me your name, where you're from.
I'm Corey Forrester from Forrester Farm Equipment, a New Holland dealer in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
And that's not too terribly far from Hershey here, is it?
No, it's about 90, well, it's about 70 miles. Yeah. It took me about an hour and a half to get here. Yeah.
So I know you are pretty involved in helping as a dealer for New Holland to promote this next-gen contest that we now have the finalists here. What do you think about the concept they came up with and the tools using especially social media to make this happen?
This is the next step for New Holland. You know, I'm a true blue New Holland dealer. I don't have any other product lines. So this is this next gen customer is what we're looking for. We're looking for the kids of the generation that spent the money on the farm. And my customers that I brought here are that next gen. They're the 30-somethings that are buying equipment. They're the ones that want to buy equipment. And like they like the new technology New Holland's coming out with. They like the product line. They like everything New Holland stands for. We pulled in here. We seen this crowd is from Florida Georgia Line. It is the next generation. You know what I mean? It's the crowd we're looking for. And I think a lot of times we focus too much on the older generation, you know, trying to get them into the, you know, the New Holland tractor, our heritage and stuff like this. This is a completely out-of-the-box promotion of going to social media and hitting the people that maybe we don't hit.
Well, I understand that you got your local radio station involved. I met Lindsay here, I believe, who got to come in through that channel where they brought her right into their studios, which I thought was pretty awesome.
The radio station loved this kind of stuff. And they love this out-of-the-box stuff because I can go, I'm on my radio station year-round. But you're on a country station year-round and you're talking 0% financing, New Holland, blue tractors, red hay equipment. You're talking about that same thing. When they brought this thing out, this blew it up. The disc jockeys had something to talk about, and it was getting clientele that is not coming in Forrester Farm Equipment's door. They're not looking for blue equipment. They're just, it's getting your name out there. It's planting the seed for that next generation of people that's going to come and possibly buy 5, 10 years down the road. We're planting the seed right now.
Have you thought about being a Florida Georgia Line music dealer too?
I don't know about that. I'd maybe try that, you know. I thought maybe this whole deal, I'd get up and get to sing a couple songs for them or something, you know what I mean? Show them what I got. But
I got a microphone you could use right here.
So. Yeah, I'm not that good. That's why you didn't see me submit anything in there, you know.
I don't remember seeing you in one of those competitions.
Nah, you're not going to see me do much singing, you know. I'm more of a shower singer, you know what I mean? Maybe in the car, you know, sing.
So how did you and maybe it's just as simple as it was just a personal invitation, but the folks you brought, did you just handpick some people or?
It was a personal invitation, and we were looking. A lot of times when you do something like this, we would used to reach out to customers, and a lot of them had other things going on. It's a Saturday night, you know what I mean? So they're like, you know, I got this going on. Or milk farmers, like, last thing I want to do is go to a concert on a Saturday night. So you really had to look for that customer that was a younger generation customer that was, like, in for anything, ready to do anything. And that's what we look for. And every single customer we called said yes. Like, yes, you know, not let me get back to you. Let me check to see what my schedule looked like. They're like, yes, this sounds like a good time and we want to do it.
So what do you think so far? We haven't gotten to concert time yet. Doors aren't open just yet. But I'll tell you what, the cornhole game's been going, and there is some interesting-looking equipment out here, too.
It's a great deal. You know what I mean? This is what I want my customers to come to. This is what I want them to remember about New Holland and Forrester Farm Equipment. You know, New Holland doesn't embarrass me, and I never want to embarrass New Holland. And there's something like this when you go to this. We brought the equipment up for New Holland today, and I helped New Holland, and they were helping me at the same time. We're partners in this. This is just not a company that I sell their equipment and they build equipment. This is a partnership that we have to build on. And I applaud them for doing stuff like this. This is the kind of stuff we need to see more of. Now, it's not something we can do every day. It's not that type of an event that you can just say, okay, we're going to spend millions of dollars to chase this next generation. But this next generation is important. Social media is important. And right now, as a dealer, we're trying to figure out ways to sell our more equipment, parts, and service on the internet. That's our number one focus. We're taking our marketing dollars and forcing it to those places because we want people to be able to buy from us 24 hours a day. And that's what social media and any internet is right now. It's basically a 24-hour store.
Well, I hope you have a great time here with the performance tonight with your customers and with the folks that we have here representing New Holland. So thank you, Corey, for taking a few minutes with me. And we're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.